Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
How's it going, all right? KTB, broken record, and then champion. C's up. Chipmunk. Good afternoon. It's 4:07. And this is Scott Mills.
It's going to say OMG Chipmunk Newsflash.
What happened?
He's going to be in the live lounge with Fern tomorrow.
Is that breaking news?
Breaking Chipmunk news. Have you got the breaking Chipmunk news jingle?
I'm
not sure how breaking it is, but I think we should imply that that it is breaking to make it... Yes.
Has this been mentioned on Radio 1 already?
Probably, yeah, loads of times.
But it's not breaking news, though, so we don't
need to... Well, it is to you, because you're excited.
Breaking news. Chipmunk will appear in the live lounge tomorrow with Fern Cotton on Radio 1. I hope he does legs in the air, because he can't, like, just come in and not do that one.
On webcam?
No, the song.
Oh. Well, no, I know, but some of her live lounges, she has a video, doesn't she? That could all get a bit exciting.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out tomorrow.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
It's Catherine in Edinburgh.
Catherine in Edinburgh, how can I help you?
Well, I was in town today with my family, and I walked into the shop and my old French teacher was there.
Oh, what did you say? Bonjour.
Well, I did say bonjour, but I was very tempted to start up a conversation about a lost backpack.
After yesterday's show, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because you would have known exactly how to say it if you listened to the show yesterday.
J'ai perdu mon sac à dos.
J'ai perdu mon sac à dos.
That's it.
Je l'ai laissé
dans
le bus.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you didn't have a conversation about the lost rucksack?
No, I didn't, but me and my sister were giggling at the back of the shop.
Ah, so you obviously did hear us teaching people GCSE French yesterday.
Yes,
I rather enjoyed it.
Is
your French teacher an actual French?
Yes, he is French.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, I love you!
Love you, bye!
And remember...
Il est assez grand.
Oui.
Mon Dieu.
Oui.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
It's true. These phrases really helped people who were revising their GCSE French yesterday. I think mainly because we made it into a song that was easier to remember.
Oui, le gardener.
Bonjour.
J'ai perdu mon sac à dos.
I've lost my rucksack.
Je l'ai laissé dans le bus.
I left it on the bus.
Dans le bus.
On the bus.
J'ai perdu. Mon sac à dos.
My rucksack.
Mon sac à dos.
My rucksack.
Je l'ai laissé dans le bus.
I left it on the bus.
Bah, vous avez appelé le gardeneur ici. On n'est pas les bus, on est les trains.
Non. Don. Il est vert et jaune.
It's green and yellow.
Il est assez grand.
It's medium size.
Il est vert et jaune.
It's green and yellow.
Il est assez grand.
It's medium size.
Si vous l'avez perdu dans le bus, faut appeler la gare routière.
Avez-vous une baguette?
C'est quoi?
J'ai perdu mon sac à dos.
I've lost my rucksack.
Je l'ai laissé dans le bus.
I left it on the bus.
Dans le bus.
On the bus.
Hello?
Hello.
J'ai perdu.
Mon sac à dos.
My rucksack.
Mon sac à dos.
My rucksack.
Whoa.
Je l'ai laissé dans le bus.
I left it on the bus.
Est-ce que vous voulez que je vous donne le numéro pour le
gardien? Do you want the number for the bus?
Oui.
C'est 06.
Oh, no. No, I'll leave it.
D'accord.
Je n'aime pas mon sac.
Je t'aime.
I love it that you sign off with, I don't like my bag, I like you.
Yeah. So, you see, that will really help you, because it's revision week on Radio 1, and if that rucksack thing comes up in your GCSE French, you're going to remember it, aren't you? Not only has that helped people to learn it, I think that could be a hit in France, because it's got that sound, that kind of sound that would be big there. It would be number one.
Yeah, it's got
well, that or Mika.
That Europop vibe.
They love Mika.
They do.
They love Mika. Still, yeah. No, they do, yeah.
They love Mika and Pink when I was there.
Yeah. But still Mika, yeah. So imagine that were number one, Mika number two, I'd imagine, in the French hit-parade. More revision coming up.
The French what, sorry?
Hit-parade. Hit-parade.
Oh.
Top 40 charts.
But surely they just say charts.
No, it's hit-parade. That's a fact. Talking of French music, do you know what I'm slightly obsessed with at the moment? I might try and get some of this to play for you on tomorrow's show. I've got this app on my phone where you can listen to radio stations from all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
And my new favourite is French rap stations. French hip-hop is amazing. Because it sounds a bit like Eminem, only it's a French, so it sounds a bit sexy. It's brilliant. Have you never experienced French hip-hop before?
No, the only French rap I know is that Alors on Danse.
Oh, no, there's much better ones than that.
And he was quite depressed, wasn't he, in that?
Chris, are you... Yeah, he was.
I've never heard it. I really want to hear it.
Get involved with it, mate. I can give you the names of the stations.
What
I
are
can
the
give
big
names.
Artists that we should be looking out for?
I don't know.
Sans Consent.
I don't know. Sans Consent.
Is that right?
In the club.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So it is revision week, or this week, on BBC Radio 1, on all the shows. Loads of people just with their head in their books right now, stressing out and studying a lot. If you go to the BBC Bite Size website, which you can link to from the Radio 1 homepage, they have loads of tips on how to revise there, including eat fish. It helps your brain. It's just one of the many ones. Now,
where'd you read that?
On the BBC Bite Size website.
Is that where you had tuna for lunch?
Yes. Now...
I can't say I've noticed a considerable difference, but...
you will. It takes a while.
We'll wait till 7 and see.
Now, Chris, you were given the subject of geography. We gave you this yesterday.
Yeah, my least favourite subject.
And you had the difficult task, and it is difficult, of making geography interesting to a large group of people.
Hmm.
And it wasn't in a classroom. This was at a stand-up comedy night. It's one of those nights where new comedians can come along and try out material, wasn't it?
Yeah, you sort of told me it was just going to be quite a small place. It was massive. And I knew it was all going to go wrong when I turned up and found out it was called The Lion's Den.
Oh, yeah, we didn't mention that, did we? I just thought that would have scared you more than you needed to be.
I was terrified. I was absolutely terrified.
So they were expecting jokes, and instead, you taught the crowd at the comedy night some GCSE geography.
Yes, geography to a GCSE standard. No jokes, mine. I didn't make gags or anything like that. I just stood up and was going to teach them geography.
Here's the thing. Was anyone else in on this kind of thing that you were doing? Did they all think that you were going to do comedy?
No, the way it was set up was that no one in the crowd knew that I was from your show or right. anything like that. They purely just thought I was an act on a comedy night. Mm-hmm. They didn't do anything in the introduction to make them think otherwise.
Oh.
So, genuinely, we watched a few comedians stand up before me and then I was on.
Sorry that me and Becky couldn't be there to lend our support last night, by the way. I went to see Kylie.
And luckily, I had other plans.
It was her anniversary.
Yeah, I've got to say, I did think that was a bit rude, to be honest.
What was it like? Just terrifying.
It's so scary. I don't know. I'd never really been to a comedy club before, a proper comedy club. But, you know, there's quite a lot of people in there. And when you walk into the place, they're all laughing really loudly. I mean, it's a really popular comedy night.
And you were thinking, they're not going to be laughing in a second.
If I could, I would have walked out.
Oh, well, let's hear how it went anyway.
Please, give it up and give it all your love and warmth for,
we've got another first-timer.
Yes!
Oh,
yes!
He's a first-timer.
Give it everything you've got! Everything for Chris! Come on!
They went absolutely ballistic.
Yeah.
Like they were really going for it. But if you listen carefully to that, you'll hear this one bloke who, whenever it's announced that it's someone's first time, he just goes ridiculous. He starts going, woo, first time!
Yes.
First time!
Everything you've got! Everything for Chris!
That's weird.
First time! First time!
They were all nutters in there, but they were brilliant. I mean, that's a big intro.
First time!
I mean, you know what's coming up with a bit of geography, but that's a big intro.
Here's your big opener.
This is actually my first time anywhere as well, so you're going to have to play with my hands.
First time!
First time! What's the difference today, everybody? I'm Chris, and tonight we're going to learn about volcanoes to a GCSE standard. Anyone revising for their GCSEs? Right, let's get involved.
Let's get involved.
They no love one's... it. What I very quickly realised is that if you say it's your first time...
First time!
They go mad, right?
Yeah.
So I just... what I thought I'd do is I'd just mention it every now and then.
I like... Let's get involved.
Right, let's get involved.
Yeah.
Right, let's get involved.
I was so scared. You stand up, and Becky's done stand up before, and there's just these bright lights. Mm-hmm.
You can't see anything, no.
Can't see a thing. And there's a microphone just on a stand, and you can't see a thing, and you're just blinded by these lights.
Here he goes.
I need a volunteer to come up. Anybody? Woo! I can't see you. Yeah, mate, go for it. Right then, remember, this is GCSE geography. I need you to be my volcano, all right? So what I need you to do is take a massive mouthful of water. Right, this is my magma. I've filled your mouth with my magma. Right, that's what you've got to imagine. Right, you've got to hold it, don't spit.
Because I thought I'd talk about volcanoes, because that's on the GCSE Bite Size website, I got a bloke up, and I robbed this from Innuendo Bingo. I thought what I would do is just fill his mouth up with water and pretend that he's a volcano.
That's educational.
Yeah.
Now, volcanoes don't normally look like this. They don't usually have heads and arms and legs. They usually look like this, right? I'm going to draw it. Hang on.
There's a lot of sniggering. Is that the one that doesn't speak? I can hear sniggering.
He was there, yeah.
Did you draw the volcano that looked like the Willy?
Yes, I did. Yeah. So I had a massive flip chart behind me as well, which I brought along.
I told you, because you were practising this yesterday, and I said, you can't draw it like that because it looks like a man's bits. And you kept practising and kept practising, and then I imagine how that might have looked on a flip chart, large scale.
So we got this...
Not good. No wonder everyone's like...
we got this human there who's like the human volcano, but to show them the real volcano, I thought I would just draw a massive one on the flip chart behind.
And was it a big one?
Reasonably so.
It does take guts to go on stage and do a massive willy and talk, fill a man's mouth with magma and then like say that you're going to do GCSE at a comedy night.
That, I mean, I've never done that on stage.
So when I started this whole thing, I was just talking into a microphone that was on a stand. But then I suddenly realised that you can just take the mic off the mic stand, which was a massive help.
Just realised you can take it off the stand.
Oh, you got a cheer.
It's first time, right?
First time! First time!
I love that.
Who is the first time man? I want to meet him.
He was brilliant.
He is brilliant. This is my first time.
Oh, God, I'm shaking listening to it back.
Okay, so you've now mastered the microphone.
Yeah.
What happens next?
So you've got the hills. It's often in, like, hilly kind of countryside or, like, deserts, I don't know. Right, and then you sort of go like that.
Now, they seem to be quite enjoying it. They do. Like, this is... You're doing GCSE geography about volcanoes on stage at what's supposed to be a comedy night, and it's going down all right.
Yeah, but that's because I've just drawn two round hills and a massive volcano in the middle.
I see.
No, but bear with me, right? This is actually geography GCSE. That is called the crater.
That was the top.
And this area around here is called the magma chamber. Right?
Geography was never this much fun at school for me.
Now, magma builds up in the magma chamber, and after a while, a volcano needs to erupt. It may have been dormant for years or not seen action for a long, long time. At some point, they need to release. And one way the magma can be released is due to plate movement, right? So, give you a shake, like this.
So at that point, I then shook the human volcano that was there, just stood there shaking him. Because you've got to remember, he's got water in his mouth. It's like Innuendo Bingo. He's holding this water in his mouth.
So he's shaking away.
And so like volcanoes, I thought, give it a shake, like the plate movements, basically, to try and make him erupt.
So what I need you to do is look up and erupt. It's my first time.
First time! Oh, that's brilliant. So a man erupted live on stage.
He literally lifted his head back and then spat the water over the whole crowd. It was amazing.
They loved it, didn't they?
This is a phrase not often heard at a comedy night.
So what I need you to do is look up and erupt.
You know, I've never heard that before on stage. That's brilliant. Well done, Chris.
Thank you.
Now you've got my magma over your face and over the faces of some of the people in the crowd. It's not actually magma over your face, because when the magma comes out to the top, it's known as lava. And so inside it's magma, outside it's lava.
They do actually seem to be really enjoying this, though, which is I wasn't expecting. Do you think they're taking it all in? Do you think they're learning?
Well, yeah, this is the thing. I mean, they were at a comedy night, so I'd hope so.
Do you think they'll be going home and, like, I don't know, their girlfriend will be like, yeah, so how was the comedy? And they'll be like, did you know it's magma inside and lava outside?
You see, that's what I wanted them to come away with, basically, a bit of knowledge.
And a volcano can't wipe itself clean, so the lava stays and sort of forms a crust around the mouth, and this becomes rock.
Once again, you're getting laughs.
I'm getting laughs. I'm literally just teaching them GCSE geography.
So weird.
First time.
Now you're just playing it. Now you're just playing the crowd, because you know that every time you go, first time.
First time!
You knew that, didn't you?
Of course.
First time.
Who is that bloke?
I don't know. I want to meet him so bad. I want him on the show.
So basically, it's the three steps. It goes from magma to lava, and then from lava to rock. All right, so just finish, like, just for the purpose of revision. Magma, lava, rock. Magma, lava, rock. Magma, lava, rock. Magma. Lava, rock. Thank you so much, and good luck in your GCSE geography.
Mate, I'm really proud.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
It's so weird hearing that back.
It's really good, though. Listen to the chant.
Magma, lava, rock. Magma, lava, rock. Magma, lava, rock.
It's weird. It's like you've started your own cult. It's a bit odd. It's a bit sinister. It's like the first time cult.
First time!
We will chant whatever you say.
Magma, lava, rock.
They weren't expecting that on a comedy night, were they?
They really weren't. Radio 1 Podcast. It's like stressing now about the story of Lady Gaga thing. It was an honour at first, and now it's becoming a noose around my neck. It's quite hard, this. Trying to make a documentary about Lady Gaga, which will go out on Radio 1 before the big weekend where she's appearing in Carlisle. The thing is, we need to get a shift on with this because I am on the holiday at the end of this week.
So you keep saying.
So I'm not going to be able to help. And then when I come back, obviously we're going to be really near the date where it needs to go on air.
So basically what you want is it to be ready for you when you get back off holiday.
Well, I can do the voiceover for it and when
Brilliant.
I come back.
As long as we've written the script.
So it's just me and Becky have just got to sort it.
Pretty much. We got some old clips of it already, as we've discussed, but we need more. Now, you, Becky, are in charge of organising the Talking Heads.
Yeah.
You know, on those list shows, like the 500 greatest comedy moments of all time, and loads of random celebrities pop up and go, well, my favourite bit was, we've got some of these, and Becky, that's your job to sort it out.
Yeah.
However, I've done your work for you today, and I have got a top celebrity
right
to give their views on Gaga.
Amazing.
Guess who it is?
Nicki Minaj.
Nope.
Madonna?
No.
P. Diddy?
No. Okay, you'll never get it.
Why?
Well, I don't think you would.
Okay.
I have got you this person. Hi, Donna Eyre.
Hi, Scott Mills.
If you could ask Lady Gaga one question, what would it be?
Oh, why wear a dress? I'd a meet.
Oh, yeah, Donna Eyre there. Donna Eyre.
Donna
Eyre. You know Donna Eyre. Used to MTV.
Right.
She was on the Jungle Show with Scott.
She was on the ITV2 Jungle Show as one of the panellists with me. That's how I've got her number.
Oh, so she's a pro talking head.
Yeah, she's done it before.
She's good.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
good choice.
So we're all set. I've got Donna Eyre on board.
Mm-hmm. I've got one as well today. Because obviously yesterday we got Billy Piper to do one.
Yeah.
So now we've got Billy Piper and Donna Eyre, and I have got the best one. Thought we needed a man. Hi, Rav, off Crime Watch.
Hi, Becky, off Scott Mills' thing.
Hi. I haven't got much time, I'm afraid, Rav.
No problem.
I just wanted your opinion on Lady Gaga. Go.
Lady Gaga, I think, should rename herself Lady Complete Bonkers, because that's what she is. She turns up at things in meat dresses, and I think she's more mad than the mad, howling mad Murdoch out of the A-Team. I certainly wouldn't get on a plane with Lady Gaga.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Rav.
All right, Becky. Speak to you later. Bye.
So now we've got Billy Piper.
That's a good one.
Donna Air, Rav Wilding off Crime Watch. Mm.
That clip there made it sound like me and Rav spoke regularly and he was one of my friends. No, I've never spoken to Rav before in my life. I was just very tight for time, needed to be in, out. He delivered the goods.
Is he still having it off with that Big Brother girl? See, I tried to gloss over that. This is all going like Billy Piper yesterday. This is exactly the same time this happened yesterday. Same. Oh, some blah, 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 babysitter. Are you right?
Yeah, I like that.
Is he still having it off with Chantel? Off
not
with
after that.
Big Brother. Because why didn't you get her on as well? She'd been perfect. She'd been perfect talking head fodder. Yeah. Now, everyone is going on about the meat dress. Donna Air said it, Rav said it. You're in charge of fashion. What's occurring?
Yeah, you put me in charge of fashion. Yeah. I don't know what to do about this. I've rang around butchers trying to find out who made it. Someone's had to supply the meat. You know?
You have been actually calling some butchers in New York.
Yeah. You've got to get the meat from somewhere, Scott. She hasn't sorted it herself, has she? Okay. Must be a butcher somewhere.
Must
responsible.
Be. Well, yeah, exactly. The meat had to originate from somewhere. Yeah. So I think it's going okay, but we do need to get this done. So I leave it to you two for... I'll be back in 2 weeks, and by then, if it could just be, like, ready for me to voice... And then we'll be all good to go. Brilliant. Any ideas that you might have to make our Lady Gaga documentary better, then send a text or an email, 81199 or scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Or you can just bung it on my Facebook page, search Scott Mills. You try saying it. Radio
1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, I went to see Kylie last night.
Oh, is she good?
Well, good. Really good. The most elaborate staging I've ever seen at a gig. I mean, it was just like some kind of old school Roman thing. It was like a huge production, like with big pillars, so many dancers. There was also, have you heard about this, a splash zone? You'll know this
a lot of people have said that they have to take like ponchos and stuff in case...
I think they provide you with a towel. And if you're in the splash zone, then you are going to get wet, but they give you a towel. And that's right at the front where all the dancers are kind of splashing around. It was incredible to look at. And she looked brilliant. Well, she'd done a few more of her old songs. But apart from that, what a show.
You sound like my dad.
She could have done some of the ones we know.
She should have done the hits.
You know, I mean, I don't mind her new stuff. No, it was great. It was a great night. However, why is it that I'm always sat next to the really overexcited, slightly eccentric person at gigs? It's always me. I'm always sat next to the person where everyone else is looking at them more than they're looking at Kylie. Everyone was looking at this lady last night next to me.
I take it it's not the person you took with you.
No, I don't know her. It was a lady in a blue dress, and she was having the time of her actual life.
Oh, good.
I'd say she was in her mid-40s.
Yeah.
And she's doing the most amazing dancing to Kylie.
Yes.
Hands were way up in the air. She was winding her body down and having a lovely time. I think she had a couple of drinks, to be fair. Right?
That's well, fine. Yeah.
Now, I think because of that, she kept on going to the loo. And you know that thing? It's like in the cinema where everyone has to stand up again and go, yeah, okay, and there's, sorry, sorry. And she's going, sorry, sorry. However, every time she went to push past, and this is about, it must have happened 4 or 5 times, she was a little unstable on her feet because when you're trying to get past people in venues like that, the space that you get isn't very big. By the time people have moved their feet out of the way, you haven't really got that much room to manoeuvre on the floor, so it's easy to kind of lose your balance. So to make sure she kept her balance, what she would do is actually put her hand in my face every time she wanted to get past, just to hold herself steady.
Of all the places, like, why would you?
Well, she started off with my head, and then her hand just kind of moved to my throat, like that. So every time she went past to go to the loo, like, And the woman next to me on the other side was like, oh, God, here she comes again.
Did you not say, excuse me, stop touching my face?
Well, I couldn't say, I didn't want to say anything.
You can't say anything to anybody, can you?
No. She was just, I was like, her. Oi. I was her stability. Like, otherwise she would have probably fallen over, and I don't want that.
Well, you could have given her your arm or something.
But this has happened like three times. Okay, oh, God, it's happened again. The fourth time, she's going past. But I dealt with it, it's fine. Anyway, she comes back. So the people next to me are like, here she comes. I'm like, oh, God, here we go. So she comes down the queue, down the row of seats. And she's back in her seat. And then she starts to touch me quite a lot during the show. Just like...
I told you, you should have warned her off at the early stages. She thinks that you're up for it.
No, no, no. So, first of all, she's, like, touching my hair, and I'm like, OK, good. And then she touched my leg a bit. She was having a brilliant time. And then she sometimes go up and go, yeah, Kylie, Kylie, and do her big hand movements again. And then, towards the end, she sat down, and I kind of caught her gaze, and she kind of put her hand on my shoulder and went, do you know what? You've got really great legs. Enjoy those legs. And that was it. And then the concert ended and we didn't see her again. I know, I hope she washed her hands as well, Ben in Surrey.
Ben must have been well orange after touching your face.
And Emma in Brighton.
They've all rubbed off. All
I'm not
over.
Worried about that. I'm more worried that she's gone to the loo and not washed her hands and then they're on my face again and she comes, she's coming back to her seat.
Thank God she wasn't wearing white. She'd have been like some sort of weird leopard.
What do you say to that?
Thank you very much, my darling.
What's the reply?
That's because I do 40 of those.
40 of those?
It's paid off.
Thank you.
You should be proud.
It's just the weirdest thing to say ever. You've got great legs. Hand on shoulder. Enjoy those legs.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
Back to this Kylie gig. Can I just say, when I was there, I wasn't rocking my bum skimmers. I had jeans on.
And so, heels.
No, I didn't have heels.
Because make your calves look lush when you wear them.
I had trainers on, so this lady couldn't see my legs. She just told me to enjoy those legs. I don't know. It's 5:42. Who's bored of revising? Hands up.
You and Chris have both put your hands up.
Don't know why.
You don't even have any exams.
I haven't done any for years.
You're not doing the actual geography exam. You were teaching people last night at a comedy club.
Still had to revise.
Yeah, you put your hand up. Go on, Chris. Yeah. Everyone else that's bored of revising, put their hand up. Okay, I'm going to do my revision break now. So just stop what you're doing. Look away from the books. Slam the pen down, get up, and shake it out. Shake it out. I know you've been working hard.
I don't like it when you shake it out live. Do you know what I mean? It's just a bit... it's all a bit free.
Shaking it out. All right. And now you're going to get some time to just, I don't know, do whatever you want to do. Dance around your room. Have a bit of a break from it all. Here is today's revision break.
The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' boobs, the ladies' bodies and the ladies' bums. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Do you know what? I flipping love Radio 4. I mean, I love Radio 1, but I love Radio 4 also. Because you get programmes on there that you just wouldn't hear on radio, like, anywhere else in the world. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
They have such a unique blend of programming. Like, where else would you hear this?
They're very intuitive, they're very intelligent, and much more interactive than men, and they smell better than men. You know, a hot horse... There's nothing like the smell of a hot horse. It gets my heart racing.
That was a programme about hot horses. Only on Radio 4, see?
What
proving
was
that
about?
Some horses are hot, apparently.
Right.
And also, like, if you turned on to your local commercial station, you get a bloke speaking like that. And then you hear...
I know that one.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
He's good, isn't he? Good morning. Here's Rihanna. And then he'd play Rihanna again.
And again.
And again.
And again.
And then again. And then after that, you wouldn't hear... You'd probably get Rihanna again, but you wouldn't ever hear someone talking about a programme like this.
First on BBC Radio 4. Loud Organs, His Glory.
There we are. That's the programme, Loud Organs, His Glory. Unlikely you would get a programme like that on your local commercial station. So this is a programme, I think you know where this is going, a programme all about organs on Radio 4. My question is fairly obvious. How many times on it did they say the word organ? Play along at home. If you can guess how many organs there were, I will give you 20 Scott Mills points. Becky?
One big one.
One, just the one organ.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris?
I'm going to go for five organs.
Oh, can I have a proper guess? Because I was being immature. I'm going to say 27.
Right, well, I'm going to double it.
Oh, hang on. Right, what's your final answer, please?
I'm going to go 10 organs.
And Becky says...
27.
Let's find out. Let's go over to BBC Radio 4.
Organ.
Oh, hang on. Let's make this better, actually.
You want to up the stakes?
Yeah, let's do this, because the one that didn't speak just brought in two glasses of water. Let's do a bit of this, shall we?
Quick game.
Go on, then.
Go on, then.
Can we do that?
I'm going to be very mature today, and I'm not going to laugh at any organs.
Okay. So put the water in your mouth. Mm-hmm. We've got the bin here. That was well arranged and very quickly, the one that didn't speak. I like your style. Water in the mouth?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Got the bin there?
Mm-hmm.
Now listen to this.
Organ.
Organ, the exhibition organ.
Organs. Organ.
This particular organ.
A very large organ.
Chris has gone.
These organs were so large. A huge organ. And another large organ.
These huge organs.
But the bigger the organ, and I had some modest success down there.
Pull this one out. This is a 4 foot long.
Oh! Pipe. Chris has got
it. Have a go before you put it back. I promise to be so careful.
You'll need a lot of wind to blow that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm going to try and blow a 4 foot organ pipe with my own mouth.
Organ.
Organ. The organ.
Organ.
Organs. Organ.
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 Organs.
Organ.
Organ.
Huge organ. One of the finest and least mucked about with Father Willis instruments. For a big organ...
Larger organs.
Huge Victorian organs.
The largest organ in the country.
Why did they suddenly start needing organs to be so big?
This is the erecting hall.
This is where they take all the bits and put them together.
Yeah.
Organ.
The organ.
Organs.
Organ.
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 Big organ is huge organ.
So the bigger the organ, little organs.
Chris just spat out the end. Who got covered most there in the water?
Well, as usual, I was
the main recipient.
I did well, though. I got through, like, 8 organs before it came out.
So you don't get that anywhere else but Radio 4, a whole programme dedicated to that.
First on BBC Radio 4. Loud Organs, His Glory.
Radio 1. Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Now, if you missed it earlier, this will all be on the podcast for you tomorrow, so don't worry about that if you missed it. We've been doing Revision Week all week on Radio 1. Hello, if you are revising at the moment. And my friend Chris here had to go and teach geography to some people last night. Only it wasn't in a classroom. It was a stand-up comedy night on a tryout section. And it was to GCSE standard, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you were teaching them all about volcanoes and all that, weren't you?
No, but bear with me, right? This is actually geography GCSE. That is called the crater. And this area around here is called the magma... chamber.
I've got to say, really well done for this, because it actually went really well.
So what I need you to do is look up and erupt.
So that was a man with water in his mouth, and you were making him a human volcano, and he erupted all over.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Also, what I did notice is you kind of knew how to get the audience on your side, didn't you?
Hmm.
Well, by the end, they were in the palm of your hand because they were chanting. You got them chanting. Listen.
Magma lava rock. Magma lava rock.
Magma lava rock.
And another way you got them on your side is by just telling them it was your first time.
Yeah, it seemed to work every time, Nat.
Because there was some man in the audience, every time you said it was your first time, he went, first time! Listen to this.
This is actually my first time anywhere as well, so you're going to have to put everyone in place. It's a bit different today.
You can hear him going, first time!
First time.
First time!
Now, I said earlier that I wanted to track down the first time guy, and we'd done it. I hired a private investigator, and I found him. I didn't really, he just emailed in. Hello, Darius.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How's it going?
Yeah, very good. So you were at Chris's geography lesson last night at the Comedy Club.
Oh, it was amazing.
Are you a comedian yourself, then?
I am a comedian. I'm actually... third place, technically fourth, best new act of the year 2011 in Hackney Empire.
Congratulations.
Yeah, self-promotion for you there.
No, that's all fine, Darius. Darius Davis, isn't it?
Yeah, Darius Davies, that's right.
Look out for that name. Do you go to that club every week and just shout, first time?
Basically, right, that club is like a start...
Oh, the alarm's going...
Yeah, so that's a starting ground for new comedians.
Are you robbing somewhere?
No, I would usually be at home now, but you called me. I was in the office. I've had to step outside. I had to go down.
You're not committing a robbery right now?
No, not yet.
Okay, good. So you were saying about this club?
Yeah, so this club, basically, all the new comedians go and start there, and we all start there, and there's a couple of us who started there. Then last night was the promoter, Tim Rendell's birthday, so we all went back there. And that's what we used to do when we used to, when acts used to perform, we used to just heckle them with, first time! First time!
It's become like a national catchphrase all of a sudden, this first time!
People
first
are tweeting
time.
Me, first time! People are texting!
First time!
This is at the Lion's Den, isn't it, where you do
Lion's
it?
Lion's Den, Piccadilly.
Can I just say thank you? Because, like, I was really nervous, and basically, whenever I said it was my first time, you proper... we're going berserk, and it actually helped me.
That's why we do it, man. We want you to, you know, we want to have a good time. It's sometimes those nights are too serious and people get nervous, but it's fun when you have fun and the performers can have fun.
Yeah, because, mate, it was my first time!
First time!
Are you going to attempt to do GCSE geography now?
Well... I'm not sure if I can draw the diagrams that he drew in the exam.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Have you done geography before, or will this be your first time?
First time! I did geography GCSE. I got a C.
Well done.
Got a B. If I'd had that volcano lesson and, you know, the rain cycle, that would have been a definite B.
Exactly.
That's what you need.
Well, it's good to talk to you, Darius, and thanks for bringing first time into our lives.
First time! Thanks for calling me, guys.
See you later.
See you, bye.
First time.
First time! Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.